In New York City, there is an island that not many people know about, where as many as a million people are buried. It's a public cemetery for homeless people, stillborn babies, and unclaimed remains. And visiting the island is not easy, even for families of the deceased. As NPR's Hansi Lo Wang reports, some of those families are trying to change that.
The only way relatives of the deceased can visit the graves on Hart Island is by ferry across the Long Island Sound once a month. They can also travel to the island with the general public one other day each month, but to an area away from the gravesites. Or you can go to a nearby island where Melinda Hunt and I are standing.
You couldn't get any closer than this, behind this chain link fence.
Right. Not without permission from the Department of Correction.
Melinda Hunt is an activist with the Hart Island Project. She first visited the island as an artist for a photography project. Now, more than two decades later, she's pushing for the cemetery to be more open to the public. A refrigerated truck arrives at the gate from the city morgue. It's carrying the remains of 14 people to be taken over to Hart Island. New York City's Department of Corrections is in charge of the operation. They've sent a bus with prisoners to bury those remains. We watch them ferry over to the island.
You can see sort of large piles of dirt to the left of those little houses.
Yeah, I see some.
And that's the area where they're actually burying people right now.
For MJ Adams, her important day was in 1995. That's when she agreed to have her stillborn son, Juan Carlos, buried by the city.
At the time, we didn't have any money, and I just thought a burial would be thousands of dollars. And it was a tough decision, but I thought if my baby could be in a place where there were other babies, and then I just assumed that I would be able to visit my baby.
It would be almost two decades later before she can make that visit. For years, Adams says neither the hospital nor the city could tell her where Juan Carlos was buried. He was listed under the wrong name in the city's handwritten burial records. But Melinda Hunt helped Adams track down the burial permit and set up a special visit in 2014. Adams says it brought her some closure, but the visit was not ideal.
It's kind of depressing to kind of wait by a gate where there's, you know, signs and no trespassing, and it kind of makes you feel like you're a criminal.
Until last year, regular visits to gravesites by family members were not allowed. The city cited security concerns. But following a class action lawsuit to open the island more, the city agreed, on a trial basis, to monthly visits by families. They're escorted by correction officers. Cameras and phones are not allowed. Adams and other families still want more. They want the island to become a public park, an idea that some city officials oppose.
New York City Parks believes that the operation of a public cemetery falls well outside the agency's expertise and available resources.
That was Matt Jury of the New York City Department of Parks and Recreation speaking at a recent city council hearing. The Department of Correction declined NPR's interview request, but in a statement, it called administering Hart Island a solemn responsibility. Melinda Hunt, meanwhile, has been requesting regular copies of the city's burial records. Some have been lost to fire. Hunt and her volunteers entered them into a digital database for families hoping to find the graves of their loved ones. They call and email her regularly.
What year did he die?
He was stillborn in 1963.
That's Hunt on the phone with Patricia Hunter, who's looking for her brother. Hunt says records for the year he died are lost.
There's no way for you and your family to find an actual grave site.
But at least we know he's there.
Exactly.
He's on Hart Island if he was born in Queens.
Yes, absolutely. He
All
definitely
right.
was buried there.
Thank you. I'm going to cry. Thank you so much.
Hunter will have to wait at least a month before she can visit any graves on Hart Island. The next opening for families is not until early March. Hansi Lo Wang, NPR News, New York.